order the 29th Alaska State Legislature's Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is Monday, March 30, 2015. We're meeting in the House Finance Room in Juneau. Present for our meeting, we have Senator Stedman, Senator Bishop, Senator Hoffman, Senator Fairclough, Representative Hawker, myself chairing, Representative Thompson, and Representative Kurt Olson. With apologies, I will retract what I said about Senator Fairclough. We have Senator McKinnon with us. At least I didn't call you Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
But we do have a quorum to conduct business. I would note that Senator Giesel is tied up in another leadership function, and Representative Quito has a bill up in another committee and are likely not able to join us, but we do have a quorum to conduct business. This will be a quick business session. We're going to approve some minutes, and we will get the statewide single audit released today. So a motion would be in order. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the meeting minutes from the LBNA meeting on February 26, 2015 be approved as presented.
So the question before the committee is the approval of the February 26, 27 minutes. Is there objection? Hearing see none, we've adopted those. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the meeting minutes from the LBNA meeting on March 10th, 2015 be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the minutes from the March 10th, 2015 meeting. Is there objection? Hearing see none, those minutes are approved. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the meeting minutes from the LBNA meeting on March 17th, 2015 be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the March 17th, 2015 minutes. Is there objection? Hearing see none, those minutes are accepted. Next item on our agenda is going into executive session to review the proposed final report for the statewide single audit, and we will come back out of executive session and approve formally, I hope. So, Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22 for the purpose of discussing confidential audit and performance review reports under AS 2420301.
So the question before the committee is going into executive session under Uniform Rule 22. Is there objection? Hearing see none, we are headed into executive session.
Recording stopped.
And Paul M., let us know. Okay, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee is on March 30th, 2015, is returning from our executive session. I will reestablish quorum. We have present Senator Stedman, Senator Bishop, Senator Hoffman, Senator McKinnon, Representative Hawker chairing, Representative Thompson, Representative Olson, Representative Pruitt, and Representative Quito. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Madam Vice Chair. Oh, I was just asked to note we do have Representative Reinbold in the audience. Thank you. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following audit be released to the public. Statewide single audit for fiscal year ended June 30th, 2014.
The question before the committee is the release of the statewide single audit for the fiscal year June 30, 2014 as a public document. Is there objection? Hearing see none. That report is now released, and I would recommend that the recommendations in it be examined by every legislator here as a guide and a roadmap to us doing our job better. I have two comments I just want to make on the record before we exit this session. First, also during executive session, we were briefed on the Department of Corrections request to redact portions of their previously issued performance review report. That report has currently been taken off of the LBNA website and will be reinstated once the redaction process is completed so that we make sure that that report does not release sensitive information that really ought not be available on in a public document. The last thing I wanted to address is an issue that's near and dear to most of our hearts, and I have been attempting to get the 10-year fiscal plan that is required under statute from the Department of, from OMB, and I just quick walk through the history. December 12, 2014, the finance chairs were notified that the administration plans to suspend any work on the agency's 10-year plans until such time as there is a Walker administration-endorsed budget proposal. Very much we understood that. I've still been trying to see what the plans were for completing the 10-year fiscal plans. On January 15th, Pat Pitney sent me a note and said that she wanted to get together and explain their plan to meet the 10-year plan expectation. She did. We talked about it, and I was given the assurance that there would be a revised plan submitted shortly after the completion of the administration's approved budgets, which was, what, at the end of February, something along the way there. Still had received nothing. On March 23rd, I resubmitted my request to OMB for updated fiscal plan, and I received a note back that said they have complied with the requirements to distribute a fiscal plan. Back on December 15th, 2014, they submitted and posted the preliminary plan that had been prepared by the previous administration, and that is now what we need to we are to consider this administration's fiscal plan. They do note that they anticipate releasing an updated version of the 10-year fiscal plan during the interim, likely early May, incorporating the April revenue forecast. It's like to be myself on record saying I had certainly hoped as chair of the LB&A committee, and it is one of our duties to really look at long-range financial planning for the state, making counsel and advice to both the finance committees and the executive on these matters. I think the 10-year fiscal plan is absolutely the roadmap we need to be following to look at what the state's fiscal situation really is, and I will continue to pursue getting an updated 10-year projection from the Department of Management and Budget, and hopefully we will something we will be able to take up this summer in coordination with our finance committees. That ends everything I had on the agenda. Is there anything else any other committee member has for the good of the order? Hearing see none, we are adjourned. Thank you all.